Journey from the Past by Susan Hughes. This is it, the last day of the tribal journey. My friends and I stand on the beach. We stare out at the Pacific Ocean, looking for our family's canoes. "There they are," cries my friend. "I see Dad's canoe. I think I can see him. I think I can see Uncle, too," shouts her brother. "And Auntie." Two big wooden canoes appear in the distance. Then there are 5, then 20, then more. Paddles flash in the summer sunshine. There are 8 to 10 paddlers in each canoe.
The photograph on page 18 shows a canoe filled with paddlers. The caption reads,
"On the sides of the canoes are traditional symbols of the Pacific Coast First Nations people." I love this day. I feel proud of my parents. Hundreds of years ago, long ocean journeys were a way of life for the many nations of the Pacific Northwest coast. They traveled together in large canoe gatherings, or kaduas. Kaduas. They went to trade, share news, dance, and feast with their neighbors. My parents are helping celebrate this tradition. Every year, they join the Tribal Journeys Canoe Festival on the Pacific Coast. The paddlers are treated to food, song, and dance just like in the past. It's a way to connect to the past when we traveled on and got food from the ocean. I can't wait until I'm old enough to paddle too. For now, I can join in the celebrations. There are hundreds of people here. My cousins and friends are here. There is singing, dancing, and drumming. It's like a big party for our whole community.